Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Tuesday of the third week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, how can we know God's will? In today's gospel reading from Mark chapter 3, verses 31 through 35, Jesus states that anyone who does the will of God is a mother or sister or brother to him. The responsorial psalm from chapter 40, verses 2, 4ab, and 7 through 11 has us declaring, "Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will." But how can we be sure we know what is the will of God for us? Here are seven ways that God communicates it. First is audible voice of God. Some people have heard God speaking to them audibly. However, this form of communication is rare and should never be expected, waited for, or trusted by itself. Second is the direct voice of the Holy Spirit. For most of us, the direct voice of God sounds like our own thoughts. It's possible to carry on real conversations with God using our imaginations, but it's difficult to know how much is only our imaginations and how much is God. Thus, we must always ask the Holy Spirit to bless and purify our imaginations. The third is inner peace. Whether we're struggling to discern correct decisions or we're making them instantaneously, we should always remember to pause and ask the Holy Spirit, "What's going on? Who or what is pushing me into this?" The driving force may seem logical. The people recommending it may sound rational. But if there is no inner peace, don't trust it. Fourth is right priorities. Feeling peace is not the same as feeling good. It's natural to feel good about a wrong decision when our human desires are saying, "I want to do this." And even good ideas are not always God's idea. Which choice best serves the kingdom of God? Which one strengthens our relationship with God? Which one is considerate of our own needs while at the same time respectfully cares about the needs of others? Five is scripture. Everything we hear from the Lord will be completely in agreement with the Bible. But this means we have to build up a good understanding of what's in the Bible. We can purify our discernment and our interpretation of inner voices by studying scriptures. But if we take verses out of context, we'll use them to prove anything. It's important to learn the Bible and its message as a whole. Sixth are circumstances. When patterns occur or coincidences keep happening, we need to stop and ask, "Lord, what are you trying to tell me?" God prepares the way for us to do what he asks of us, and everything generally falls into place. When we keep hitting walls, God might be telling us to move in a different direction. However, obstacles are often really opportunities to trust God more and take a leap of faith. We cannot trust our interpretation of circumstances alone. And the seventh is signs. Scripture says that if we are living according to the will of God, signs and wonders will follow. Notice, they follow. We aren't wonder seekers, we're God seekers. The devil can put up misleading signs to send us off in wrong directions. True signs are the good fruits that are produced by following the leadings of Jesus.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.